Visitor to the Ministry, you are required to submit to a search and present your wand for registration at the security desk, which is located at the far end of the atrium. Fine, Harry said loudly as his scar gave another throb. Now, can we move? The floor of the telephone box shuddered and the pavement rose up past the glass windows of the telephone box. The scavenging thestrals were sliding out of sight. Blackness closed over their heads, and with a dull, grinding noise, they sank down into the depths of the Ministry of Magic. A chink of soft golden light hit their feet and, widening, rose up their bodies. Harry bent his knees and held his wand as ready as he could in such cramped conditions, peering through the glass to see whether anybody was waiting for them in the atrium. But it seemed to be completely empty. The light was dimmer than it had been by day. There were no fires burning under the mantelpieces set into the walls. But he saw, as the lift slid smoothly to a halt, that golden symbols continued to twist sinuously in the dark blue ceiling. "The Ministry of Magic wishes you a pleasant evening," said the woman's voice. The door of the telephone box burst open. Harry toppled out of it, closely followed by Neville and Luna. The only sound in the atrium was the steady rush of water from the golden fountain, where jets from the wands of the witch and wizard, the point of the centaur's arrow, the tip of the goblin's hat, and the house elf's ears continued to gush into the surrounding pool. "Come on," said Harry quietly, and the six of them sprinted off down the hall. Harry in the lead, past the fountain, toward the desk where the security man who had weighed Harry's wand had sat, and which was now deserted. Harry felt sure that there ought to be a security person there, sure that their absence was an ominous sign, and his feeling of foreboding increased as they passed through the golden gates to the lifts. He pressed the nearest down button, and a lift clattered into sight almost immediately. The golden grill slid apart with a great echoing clanking, and they dashed inside. Harry stabbed the number 9 button. The grills closed with a bang, and the lift began to descend, jangling and rattling. Harry had not realized how noisy the lifts were on the day that he had come with Mr. Weasley. He was sure that the din would raise every security person within the building. Yet, when the lift halted, the cool female voice said, "Department of Mysteries," and the grills slid open again. They stepped out into the corridor, where nothing was moving but the nearest torches, flickering in the rush of air from the lift. Harry turned toward the plain black door. After months and months of dreaming about it, he was here at last. "Let's go," he whispered, and he led the way down the corridor, Luna right behind him, gazing around with her mouth slightly open. "Okay, listen," said Harry, stopping again within 6 feet of the door. Maybe a couple of people should stay here as a lookout, and..."
"And how are we going to let you know something's coming?" asked Ginny, her eyebrows raised. "You could be miles away."
"We're coming with you, Harry," said Neville.
"Let's get on with it," said Ron firmly. Harry still did not want to take them all with him, but it seemed he had no choice. He turned to face the door and walked forward. Just as it had in his dream, it swung open and he marched over the threshold, the others at his heels.